That was a really weird little jingle.
That means it's recording, so now we are being recorded.
So now we're recording, wonderful. welcome everybody to the second annual, not annual, tf2tricks.tumblr.com podcast. I am here with a good friend of mine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Liz, also known as You Can Call Me Liz on Tumblr. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I am an admin of Fuck Yeah Too.
Yeah, so it's kind of a big fucking deal right now, guys. No big deal or anything, but it's kind of a big fucking deal. Anyway, so, there were originally going to be a few other people, but they could not make it. But, oh well. Sad times. They'd probably be
yes, indeed. Let's hope.
So, I was thinking, today's possible... Well, actually, first, do you want to do some messages first?
Yeah, sure.
Some little Q&A?
Sounds good.
Oh god, I just got a little pop-up on Tumblr that about missing E, telling me about how it's going to ruin my Tumblr for the rest of my life.
Of course, it always happens.
I understand. Alright, so let me just find these messages here. Super professional. Here we go. Okay, so Ask Pranky Pie. Alright, we got a brony right off the bat here. Kind of an unrelated question, but what good TF2 tumblers could you recommend? TF2 was my first love before MLP, and I'd like to get into the fandom more. Well,
fuck yeah, TF2, of course.
Fuck yeah, TF2, I would have to say. It's a big one.
Fun. We even have our own server, man.
Yeah, dude, they're loads better than I am. It's ridiculous.
Not really. That would be me.
Just you.
I'm not the good one. I haven't been playing for long.
Well, neither have I. I mean, I've been playing since February last year.
Started playing... I want to say April of last year. May, June, around there. But yes, Fuck Yeah TF2 is good.
Yes, yes.
Fort Yeah TF2.
Sorry, what?
Pretty good as well. Fort Yeah TF2. They're another good Tumblr.
Okay. I thought you said Fart Yeah TF2.
Fort. Fart. Oh, Fart.
Fart Yeah!
Oh my god.
I don't follow, honestly, I don't follow too many TF2 blogs, apart from...
I just stick with Fuck Yeah TF2, so I don't really know of too many other ones.
There is one I follow called tf2memes.tumblr.com, and it's just like the meme format
that one,
and different classes.
I know the person that runs that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like that blog a lot. Another TF2 blog right there. Yeah, best bet is just stick with...
Don't be afraid to go through the TF2 tag and see people that post frequently there.
Yeah, totally.
And support the TF2 artists.
Yes, do that. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, do that. yeah, best bet, though, is probably just... If you, like, really want to get into the fandom, it's good to start with Fuck Yeah TF2. Just because of the wide variety of stuff that you guys
shameless
post.
Shameless self-promotion or anything.
No, I mean, not shameless at all. It's in fact very shameless.
Next question!
Okay. Alright, For a Pyro, or Dry Grasses, asks, For a Pyro, with a degreaser and extinguisher/bushel pummeler, what secondary would you recommend? Also, what do you think about the detonator? Liz, would you like to start off with this?
I personally used a shotgun. That's because I was trained to use it back when I first started playing competitive TF2. I first started using the detonator, so detonator will always be my first love. I like it because you can get into places that normal pyros can't get to with detonator jumping. Plus, that alt fire is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
So, really, I personally stick with shoddy. Reserve shooter is good if you know how to aim and conserve your shots, and you know how to M2. M2 is very important.
Yes, most certainly. I personally use the reserve shooter. I'm not 100% on target with it, but the times that I am, it does do serious damage, which is nice.
I mean, everyone has room to learn. I mean, just gotta learn.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't actually used too much of the detonator. I usually just stick with the the regular flare gun and reserve shooter. I haven't used too much of the detonator, to be honest. I couldn't figure it out. So I just gave up.
I like using the detonator when you're against a large crowd of people. That alt fire can, you know, light multiple people.
Yeah,
so
no, totally.
You take one detonator flare, shoot into a group of people, and bam.
Yeah, definitely. That's certainly probably one of the things that it's best for. Just setting mass amounts of people on fire at once. And it doesn't have any, like, less damage effects, does it? It's just, like, plus damage to yourself or something, isn't it? Just because you can hurt yourself with it?
Yeah. Yes. Things with the flare gun, if you were, say you're using the degreaser and the flare gun, you light someone on fire, you're doing 2 damage, like, per second or something like that.
Yeah, it's
if
like 2 or 3,
shoot them, if you were to hit them with the flare from the flare gun, it instantly goes up to 3 because the flare gun does not have the buff that the degreaser does. So that's one technique that people use. They'll puff them, they'll light them on fire, and then they'll air blast them away, and they'll hit them with the flare gun so that it does more damage as they run away.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the wiki now, and the flare gun and detonator and man melter for that. And scorch shot, what? They all do 6 damage a second for afterburn. Scorch shot, I thought
I'm
originally
a big fan of the scorch shot.
No, I'm not a big fan of the scorch shot either. It's fun to use, but
no,
it's not smart to use.
It's smart if you know how to use it. The flare itself will bounce around. It's good for crowds of people. It'll bounce off someone and then hit someone else, you know, and you have this giant mass of burning people.
Yeah, but then, I mean, you know, that's also what the detonator's for and all, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know.
It's easy to reflect, too.
Yeah, because it travels slower, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does not.
Projectile, it's easier to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. No, wait. It does not travel slower. It's just a bigger flare.
Yeah, it's just a bigger projectile. Next?
Yeah, sure. Anonymous says, my sister and I were playing on a server with some bots, and for some reason both teams only had 6 people each, which is fine. Okay, I like small games. But our team had 2 medics, and they just kept healing each other, or both healing me. They would not do anything else. Thank goodness they were just bots, or I would have tried to kill them repeatedly. No other bots I've played with have acted like this. Just felt like sharing. XD.
Maybe it was that server's bots.
To play with bots maybe. Often. Maybe you should go to the FEITF2 server, where there are no bots.
No, we don't. We do not have bots.
Yeah, I was talking to you about this earlier, though, but I remember back a couple months ago, maybe, probably more than that, but when bots absolutely were just complete morons. They just walked around with their head up their asses all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Like, literally, it was just like stupid heavies who never moved, medics who only shot the syringe gun at their teammates, and engineers who only used the shotgun and built level 1 sentries.
Oh my god.
Those were like all the bots were.
So you go
on a server and just totally destroy the other team, be like, yeah, I feel good about this, and then look at the scoreboard, it's just like, bots everywhere.
Jeez.
It's like, oh, well, that's why everybody's a complete moron. But yeah. But since then, I have noticed a considerable increase in the intelligence of the bots.
That's good.
Yeah, and since the Hatless update last year, I think, is when they really improved a lot of the bots. I think that's when it was.
I wasn't around for that.
Oh, shit. Let me take a gander. Hold on. I just gotta make sure.
Give us another question while you wait.
Yeah, it was in April last year. Okay. This may have been asked before, but red or blue, and why?
I personally prefer blue because I like offense rather than defense. I like pushing the cart rather than preventing them from pushing the cart. I like attacking rather than defending. That, you know, blue is not Valve's favorite, so I like to be against the norm. Of course, it seems like everybody likes blue nowadays.
I've always liked blue a lot more. I don't know. Maybe it's the thing that's just like...
Everybody loves red.
Red. See, like, red, just like the color red makes me aggravated. Just because red is such... Is
Isn't
red,
that the
you know?
Point of the color?
Yeah, I know, it is. I mean, that is the point of the color, but fuck, stop texting me. Don't... Sorry. That is the point of the color. But, like, I don't like being aggravated, though.
I know, I can go into like this huge analysis of between the colors and what they mean with reliable excavation and demolition and the Builders League United, but
yeah,
that's for another time.
And another thing about the names, you know, blue is always pushing the cart, but blue stands for Builders League United, and they're always blowing up the red base.
Yes, that's one thing I never got, but, you know, okay, Valve, just run with it.
All
run
right.
with
it. Next thing is same question from the same guy. Sorry if this is double. My internet freaked out in the middle of the first one, and I'm not sure if it's sent. Well, it's sent, so there you go. Okay. Here's a question from Leo in Trouble. How do make team not hate you and blame you for everything as medic? Well,
don't
Liz,
pocket people.
When you're playing medic, how do make team not hate you or blame you for everything? I think this is a question we've all asked ourselves at one point during our TF2 careers. Just sat down while playing medic, said to yourself, hey, how do make team not hate me?
Oh my goodness. No, but in all seriousness,
but that is a good question.
don't pocket one single person. Pocketing is okay, but don't be afraid to spread the heels. If you guys are trying to organize a push, build up an Uber, stay out of trouble. Because if you're out there on the front lines trying to play battle medic and not building up an Uber, you're not being credit to team.
No, not credit to team.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. I used to play medic on a, I don't know, it might have been a Highlander team. I can't remember exactly.
You don't remember Highlander? You don't remember your Highlander team?
I don't remember what kind of team it was. Thank you very much.
Was it one of every class?
It was a 6v6 team.
So then it's a 6s team.
Oh, okay. There you go. But I was medic on that team, and yeah, so I
have... You pocketed one Sully, the other one went roaming around.
And then everybody hate me. And then blamed me for everything.
Well, that's comp TF2, that's different.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that, like, I do have quite a bit of experience as medic. And, you just gotta spread the love, really.
Spread the love.
Spread the heels. And I read somewhere at one point where it's not good to overheal something like scouts and spies or something like that, because it gives them false confidence or something like that, and encourages them to charge into the battlefield.
With spies, if you do overheal them and they cloak, you can still see the little overheal particles coming off of them. So be careful with that.
Be just wary when you heal spies. That's like, you can heal spies, just be careful when you do it is all, I suppose.
And don't be afraid to spy check your heal targets before you heal them.
Yeah.
Hit them with your Uber Saw a few times.
Do that too. Yeah. And then you see you gain an Uber charge, keep hitting them with the Uber Saw.
Yes.
That'll always solve all your problems.
Any other questions?
I got one or two more, yes. RLT4E, guy we totally don't know.
No, we don't know him at all.
Asks, my question is twofold. How does one perform a sick market gardener? And how does one spavav?
I think this one might go to you because I can't market garden.
Well, neither can I. See, but I'll try.
At least you try.
At least I try.
Better than I can.
Well, to perform a sick market garden, you have to be in the right mindset. The mindset where you're 99% sure you're going to fuck it up. The mindset... God, Tumblr's freaking out on me. The mindset where you're sure you're going to land on the person's head or about 10 feet away from them. But... And then to achieve said sick market garden, you jump in the air. You pray. You miss. You try again. You pray. And then you potentially hit them. Is how one performs a general sick market gardener. But there are different tactics, though. It varies, really, given the situation. For example, if you're on offense, you might want to sick market garden some other bitches. I hadn't thought this one out. I was planning on going on a huge monologue about this. I kind of fucked it up, though.
It would be helpful if we had more people in here.
It would be, yeah.
More people, more experienced players with us.
Yeah, that'd probably be horrible. And somebody who actually knew... Stop trying to crack! Sorry. And somebody who actually knew how to mark a garden.
Maybe we can re-ask this question in another podcast when we have more people.
Sounds like a good idea. We'll ask around, see how people generally pull off their sick market gardens.
We will come back to you.
Yeah,
we'll on that question.
Oh, and also, how does one spivav vasav vasav?
You need the admin console, and then you can rename players, and it scrambles the letters in their name, and that's how you do that.
Yes. Gotta be in the FYI TF2 server. You gotta have your name be passive, and you gotta be playing with Liz. And then she can make your names bizarre, 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 bizarre.
Good times. Good times.
And then there's some other people commenting here. One, this was about my Janissary catch post, where I said to only use the Janissary catch, and this is guys.
A stupid hat, by the way.
Hydro would not be agreeing with you if you were here right now.
No, he would not. But then I would come back saying that it's all about the business casual, and then he couldn't argue with that.
Yeah, yeah, he wouldn't be able to formulate any sort of response because he uses the business cash.
We all use the business cash.
I don't use the business cash. I use the
well,
Dr.
get out
Will.
Of here.
Don't, I don't.
You're not... Okay, Dr. Will, that's formal, though. It's not casual.
I know, I'm a party spy. I'm a formal party spy.
I like, this, though. This is good. I like the Dr. Will.
I like the Dr. Will a lot, too. he
but
says
what was the question?
He didn't actually ask a question.
Oh.
He just says he likes to use his fez because it reminds him of Doctor Who.
Which that's easy mode.
I can get behind. Easy mode.
If you're doing Saharan spy, that's easy mode.
Easy mode. Oh my god.
No offense to those Saharan spies out there. I'm new to playing spy. Pink fedora.
Yeah. Pink fedora.
Pink fedora, pink business casual, pink spats. Come on.
The only way to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Spitting dash dash out dash dash the dash dash demons says, just came across this blog 9 days before my birthday. There is a god, Steve Holt. Okay. Well, I'm assuming that means he likes it, which is nice.
I would say glad we can help, but it's not my blog, it's yours, so glad he could help.
I mean, you can say it too if you want. Yes, glad we could reaffirm your belief in God, I suppose. And then Anonymous asks, hey, this blog is amazing, one of the best on Tumblr. Well, thank you, Anonymous. And then they go on to say, they're asking what my personal favorite map is, and yeah, okay. What is my favorite map? Oh, geez. Well, I think there's different ones for each, game mode. Cause I don't really have
Let's start with favorite game mode.
Favorite game mode? Oh, geez. Oh, Jesus Christ. That depends on what mood I'm in, though. If I'm in the mood to just totally screw around, I go to, payload race, where nobody cares about the objective.
Oh, gosh.
I like King of the Hill a lot.
Koth is fun. Koth is fun at times.
Yeah.
At times.
Payload definitely is a very, very good one.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Attack and defense and control point are just, I'll play them, but, they're nothing... Stop! Okay, turn my phone off. But they're nothing... They're nothing, major or anything like that, you know? They're certainly, there's no way you can ignore them or anything like that, but they're just not my favorite, I suppose.
So, favorite map. If you had to narrow it down to one map, one game mode, what would it be?
One map and one game mode. Maybe... King of the Hill, either Harvest or Lakeside.
Both are good. Both of those are really good.
Yes. Thing is, with Harvest, though, it's very... The skybox is very low in that map, and it makes it difficult to get sick market gardens on people.
If you could do that.
If I could. it'd be well, it just makes it even harder, which is not what I mean. And also I think Star mentioned this at one point. The thing is with Harvest, it's really easy to start spawn camping people, you know?
It is. It really is, because it's such a small map.
Exactly. But the thing is with Lakeside, the spawns are like so out of the way that it's almost impossible to really start like spawn camping people. And also on Lakeside, they got that middle room with the 100% health kit. That's often contested. Very nice to have under your control as a team.
Yes.
There's a lot of good sniper spots, and it's not too small or anything like that. So it's just a fucking great time. What about you, Liz? What's your favorite game mode?
I am a payload person.
I love payload.
Pushing the cart.
So
Badwater is my favorite map.
Badwater.
I love Badwater.
Badwater's pretty chill. I like Badwater a lot, yeah. The thing is also with payload maps, it's also very difficult to really spawn camp that, you know? Because spawn always changes. Or like whenever you cap a point, the spawn always changes. And the actual, and more times than not, the spawn and the objective, the cart, are going to be relatively far away, you know? Because people are constantly pushing it. And so, yeah, there's like a very small margin of like a potential time period to spawn camp people.
So, yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but I think for a map to be actually, like, good, and I wrote a post about this at some point, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but I basically said a map needs to be, like, I think it should be difficult, if not impossible, to really spawn camp people, you know? Which can be solved by having spawns, like, out of the way, like on Lakeside, or having multiple exits, like on Nucleus or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on, like, Harvest, it's just, like, both... There's, like... I mean, sure, there's two doors to get out of spawn, but, like, it might as well be the same thing, you know? Because they're just right next to each other and both go to the exact same spot.
I have a question.
Yeah, ask away.
How about that, Doomsday?
How about that, Doomsday? Well... I probably talked about Doomsday in the last podcast I did, but that was, I think, before I actually got a chance to play any of that Doomsday. What are your opinions on Doomsday?
I like the special delivery game mode. I like it. It's a great concept. The map Doomsday itself gets repetitive. Like, I wish there were more stages to it. Because killing a monkey over and over and over again gets kind of boring. That's the only problem I really have with it. I have no problem with the map balance. I just think it's
repetitive. Yeah, and I feel like the fact that the map is almost totally symmetrical contributes to that.
Yes.
Most certainly. But yes, it does. The game mode is really fun. I like the idea for the game mode. And... it, like, the speed of the rounds varies so drastically every time, which is nice because it does add a bit of differentiation between the different repetitive modes or different repetitive rounds. But like you said, it does get repetitive fast.
Yes. I wonder how people know that once the platform reaches the top, that you actually have to put the briefcase in the rocket. Oh, I've been on so many servers where the platform is all the way up to the top, the nose of the rocket is open, and the person is just standing there in front of it with the briefcase, not knowing what's going on. And they'll, like, accidentally back up into it and then put it in there.
Yeah, like, for fuck's sake. Like, how long has the game mode been out? Like, and people still have not... I grasp the concept that you need to, like, put the Australium in the rocket for it to go boom.
Yes. That, and when the platform reaches the top and the nose opens up, if the platform was to go back down, the nose is still open. So you can, like, grab the Australium and rocket jump up there and put the Australium in there.
Are you serious?
Without raising the platform. If the nose cone opens, it stays open. So when the platform goes down, it'll stay open. Then you can just, like, rocket jump up there and put the Australium in there.
Say what?
Yes. At least that's what I've seen. That's from experience.
That sounds like something that needs to be fixed.
I haven't played it since they updated it. I don't know if it was a glitch or if that's something that it really does do and people just don't realize it.
Maybe. Jeez, that's... I mean... If that's not...
But when the team went through all the work of raising up the platform and opening the cone, then, you know...
Yeah, no, I got
you. They should have the chance to put it in there. But that also means if the team drops it and the other team grabs it, that means the nose cone is still open for them, which means they can just rocket jump up there and win.
Yeah, I feel like that's shouldn't be the case, you know? That doesn't sound like something that should be happening. But I'm not with that.
A bit more competitive.
Yeah, and also people need to realize that you don't need, you know, 20 people on the elevator to make it go any faster. It's like just one person on it makes it go the exact same speed as if you have like 3 people on it. Which, I mean...
Yeah. I'm looking at the wiki. They fixed the patch. Fixed Rocket Lid saying open sometime after a player drops the Australium off the lift.
Well, darn. No more like slam dunks of the Australium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that about the elevator thing. I didn't know that the first few times. Like, you know, I guess people just assume it's like the point or it's like a card or something like that, where the more people you have on it, the faster it goes. But, like, regardless of the amount of people you have on it, it still goes as slow as fucking possible. Painfully slow. Yeah, and I like the idea a lot, and I like everything about it. Except just the map does get repetitive.
Yes. Anything else?
Well, there are no more questions. There are a few people who are just sharing their experiences, if you'd like to hear that.
Why not? Time.
All right. Well, Mr. Ansel3 says, so yesterday I renamed my medigun to Protect Your Medic, moron. I went into a Valve server to try it out, and after about 5 minutes of healing people with it, there were 3 medics on my team. Well, damn.
Okay.
Were they all healing you? Maybe they, like, read the message on his medigun and decided to heal him to protect him.
Quite possibly.
That's quite the persuasive medigun you have there, Mr. Ansel3. You should utilize that to its fullest extent.
On our server. Aha. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not. Have you gotten the Doomsday hat yet? Like, with the rocket through it?
I have not. I still have a few more achievements I need to get for that.
Yeah, same. I have most of them that I need to get. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when it first came out, Doomsday was... Or the entire game mode was just glitchy as all hell.
Yeah.
I guess that only makes sense, you know. It's good that they are fixing it slowly over time.
I haven't played it since they patched it.
Neither have I.
Our server was 24/7 Doomsday for about a week. So tired of it. Yes.
Oh, nice. Are you guys ever going to consider, like, putting it in the rotation?
Maybe eventually. I don't know. I'll talk to the other admins. Meaning Justin.
I'm curious as to... Were they, like, if they do add more Doomsday maps, where they could, like, potentially go with the idea of it, you know?
We just kill more monkeys.
I got you. I feel like the, like the location of the map Doomsday and like the story behind it, mm-hmm. it's just like so critical that I couldn't really see Doomsday happening on any other map, you know, or like any other style.
Kind of see an indoor version, possibly.
Oh, that, yeah, that makes sense. Like, oh, it didn't work the first time, let's go inside.
Or like, it's like some sort of laboratory for something, and the Australium's in there, and they're trying to transport it from inside to outside. Outside to the rocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what it could be is it could be like a giant, like, have you seen the fourth Indiana Jones movie?
Yes.
You know that, like, the giant fucking warehouse at the beginning that they're in?
Yeah.
It could be, like, the Australium's somewhere in there. And it could, like, there'd be, like, a bunch of different, like, spots that it could potentially spawn. Like, broken boxes or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
And then so the teams...
Like, search and find, try and find it first and then deliver
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It'd be so cool, though.
So the teams are fighting over who gets to find it first.
Yeah.
Or the team just sits behind and lets the other team find it, and then they just kill them all and then take it.
Yeah. There'd be, like, so many different ways you could exploit that, but, like, not in a buggy kind of way, like in a two-win kind of way.
Yeah.
It'd just be... And then you could, you know, then move it outside, take it up to the elevator, and then do it how you do.
Mm-hmm.
What with the, Australian middle. Well, I made a post on TF2Tricks talking about how I'm recording the podcast now and to send in your questions, and they may be answered live or McGurd, but not getting any, you know? So,
It's because it's
whatever.
9:45 here.
It's because it's almost 1 o'clock for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out like the ample time to post things for like maximum attention.
Not at nighttime.
Not, yeah, no, I've realized that not at 1 in the morning and not like really late.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the... Yeah, have you been down in that, like, little tube on Doomsday? That, like, as soon as the rocket lifts off, it pushes, like, all this, like, air down this tube, down, like, the little
yes,
thing,
yes.
And then you go into the hole? It's the greatest thing ever. It's so funny. First time that happened to me, I had no idea what was going on, and I just, like, totally crapped myself.
Or, like, when you get that 100% health kit, and you jump into that tunnel, that like them right next to it when you're down there, and you're like, where does this go? And you jump down it and you die.
Oh boy, can't wait! And then you're dead. But yeah. So. Alrighty. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Doomsday could just be like another territorial control where Valve tries to forget that it ever happened in the first place.
Cough, Hydro cough.
Totally not talking about Hydro right now.
Hydro. The person or the map?
The map.
Both the person and the map we try to forget.
Yeah, Valve is trying to forget Hydro the person exists too.
Yes. I'm going through TF2 tricks right now. And
how are you?
Your tip on the Janissary catch, I highly disagree with that.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Such a ridiculous hat.
Why? How could anybody, like, not
agree? This podcast
agree?
Is going nowhere now.
How could anybody not agree with the fact that you have to wear the Janissary catch? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't have it. I'm okay.
Yeah, well, maybe you're not living up to your fullest potential as a casual spy.
That hat is far from casual, catch. Though. That hat is far from casual.
The hat is the most casual. I don't know what you're talking about. I know that.
Janissary catch
when I'm
with
laying around.
The power vision goggles and the camera beard.
Sounds like the most casual setup I've heard in my entire life.
Exactly.
I feel.
How long have we been doing this?
Say what?
How long have we been recording?
Almost 35 minutes.
Oh my goodness. It does not seem like that.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? And I was going to bring up one more thing. Fuck, I forgot
Shoot.
What it was.
Good job.
Oh, I remember.
I applaud you, good sir.
Steam summer sales are going on, as most of you probably know. Have you bought loads of games, Liz?
Yes. I've been gifted quite a few as well.
Oh, you jerk. What have you received? Or what have you bought? Or whatever.
I've personally bought Deus Ex.
Nice.
And I think that's actually all I bought, because the Manco store is having a sale as well, and I just bought a crap load of paint. And so there goes all my money. But then I had friends buy Alice Madness Returns, Bioshock 2, Binding of Isaac.
I really want to play Alice Madness Returns.
I finished downloading it the other day. It looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, wonderful. Just because Alice looks like a freaking badass.
Yeah.
Well, I bought the first indie bundle, which had a butt ton of games in it. And then I bought...
I didn't get it.
Anomaly Warzone Earth, The Baconing, Cave Story Plus, Edge, and Lone Survivor.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I bought all the Penumbra games, which I'm going to play after I finish Amnesia. and then Plants vs. Zombies, Psychonauts. Oh, no, I already had Psychonauts. Space Chem, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and my friend Moose gifted me Grand Theft Auto 3, San Andreas, and Vice City.
Nice.
And when I should be playing all these other games, I've just been, like, butt-fucking around in San Andreas for the past 3 days.
Yes, I know.
You know too well.
With your gang fights and all that.
Right, the purple gang, man. They're out to get me, I swear. Them and every single policeman in the world.
I've been busy with Source Filmmaker a lot lately.
Oh, I haven't been able to mess around with Source Filmmaker at all.
Oh, you need to get it. You need to download it.
I've just not gotten around to it.
Do it! And then we can do another one on Source Filmmaker. Like another podcast or something talking about that.
All right. Well,
possibly.
Super fast. If you had to rate it 1 out of 10 in terms of creating amazing movies, TF2 machinimas, how would you rate it?
I'd say 8, because it is quite a bit of a learning curve, and you do need to watch the tutorials. A lot of people complain that they don't know how to do anything. They haven't watched the tutorials. Watch the tutorials, make the video as the guy in the tutorials is making it, and you'll understand. And then eventually you'll understand enough to get the freedom to make your own. Also, it's great for posters.
I see. Yeah, I've seen some
posters.
Yeah, excuse me, I just totally burped.
Nice. Lovely.
But I've seen some really awesome TF2 posters people have made on Reddit. And they're all super duper cool. And I've been meaning to start using Source Filmmaker, but I can't, because I've got 20 other games I need to play. God. That I actually, like, spent money on, so. Alrighty then.
But, yeah.
Oh, and Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. I bought that too. And Left 4 Dead 2. I bought that too.
Great game. Game.
Yeah, and I want to do Tank Rush sometime with you guys, but everybody's like, hey, want to do Tank Rush? Nah, man, fuck that. Oh, man, come on. And it just makes me cry. Alrighty. Well, I think that about sums it up.
We started talking about Left 4 Dead TF2 podcast. Okay.
So what?
We started talking about Left 4 Dead in a TF2 podcast. This is incorrect.
Yeah. No, well, this isn't... This is the podcast of TF2 Tricks, where we talk about mostly Team Fortress 2, but also we run around with our thumbs up our asses talking about whatever the hell we want.
Like Valve. Just Valve and...
Yeah, just like Valve and Steam. Shit. You know how it is. Alrighty, well... Thank you very much, Liz, admin of FEITF2, for participating in this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I would probably be inviting you and Hydro, and hopefully Justin and Hydro can show up for the next one.
I kind of hope they do.
Yeah.
They would add much humor.
It would add very much, much needed humor to this podcast.
Just having Hydro here would just change everything.
Just, it wouldn't be a TF2 podcast. It'd be a listen to Hydro ramble podcast.
Basically.
All right, well, that concludes this podcast for TF2 Tricks. Thank you to everybody for existing and following TF2 Tricks. And go follow FYTF2 if you aren't already. Because it's pretty much mandatory.
Don't be afraid to play on our server.
Yeah, no. Yeah, actually, if you do ever want to play with me, chances are, which I don't know who would, but chances are I'm going to be on the FYTF2 server is where I'll be. So
same with me.
Same with Liz. You get to play with Liz. Like, how, like, what more could you want?
Everything else.
Everything, everything besides this. Oh, God. Alrighty, well, thank you once again. And thank would you like to say goodbye to the peoples?
Bye.
Fabulous. Alright, bye, everybody.
This was fun. Bye.